Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 557. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Primal Scream from Glasgow. The song was Gentle Tuesday. That's on the band's debut album, Sonic Flower Groove, which came out in 1987. I don't know much about the band. I was told I would like their early stuff, and that first album is indeed great, and that track there is just fantastic jangle pop. But I don't know where to go from here. Are there other singles I should get? Should I keep going? Drop me a note. Let me know where to go so I can continue my love of Primal Scream. I've got an interesting set for you this week. I think you'll enjoy where we're going here. We're going to start off with something with a little more urgent. This is Du Blonde with Ezra Furman. The song is called I'm Glad That We Broke Up.
To go to India.
A bit of their own applause just in case they didn't earn any, but no worries, I would have clapped for that. It's a good one. That's Modesty Blaze from Bristol. The song is called Out Tonight. It's on the band's self-titled album that just came out March 26th on a German label, From Lo-Fi to Disco. This is the band's first full length in 20 years. I didn't know it was happening at all until Lisa played a track from it the other day, and I thought, oh, how nice to have them back. The album is really good. There's some excellent tracks on there, and it covers a lot of ground. Maybe you want to spend some time on Spotify or something first to hear if it's for you, but I think you're going to want to put your money down on that one. And then before that, we heard from Dublon with the song I'm Glad That We Broke Up. That one features Ezra Furman on it. That's from the album Homecoming, which came out April 2nd of this year. Self-released record there. I don't know much about Beth Jeans Houghton, who runs that band, and I know spends lots of time doing animation, video, other albums. I don't know. I just really like that song. The rest of the album has its moments, but that song there, that's where the money is. Anyway, let's see. Oh, let's play something here that I knew was no risk at all. This is Phil Seymour with Precious to Me.
Just
never get tired of that song. That is Kansas City's Knife Crime with the song Kids' Excuses. That's on the new album Lovely Gary, which just came out April 13th on Black Sight Records. The band just celebrated the release party last weekend. One of those albums long delayed by COVID. Happy to have that one. That song is fantastic, and there's some other really good ones on there as well. Give that album a listen, see if there's something on there that works for you. Before that, we heard from Phil Seymour with the song Precious to Me. That was the hit from his 1981 debut self-titled record, fresh off his work with the Dwight Twilley Band. I picked that up on a 2017 2-CD compilation that has lots of bonus tracks, and I'm happy for those bonus tracks. Give them a listen. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. I'm not out here picking my favorite songs for you. Instead, it's much simpler than that. Every week, I buy new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This next track is an example of that. Something that entered my library, so it's going to get played on the podcast. This is the Sea Urchins with Summershine.
Myself in this time.
Oh, that was wonderful. We should name that. That can be like the classic indie pop double shot. Make it a feature. That was The Pale Fountains from Liverpool. The song was Natural. It was on the band's album Pacific Street, which came out in 1984 on Virgin Records. Just wonderful Baroque indie pop there. Before that, we heard from the Sea Urchins with the song Summershine. That was on a single that came out in 1987 on Shalala Records. A friend of mine just sent me a bootleg of all of the singles. I think there were 8 that were released in 1987, all on FlexiDisc, and now I have them in my little digital possession. I'd like to find the originals, but Discog tells me each one's going for, I don't know, $25 to $50 each, so we'll have to be happy with my little bootleg collection instead. All right, I'm about out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 557. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mixlr, whatever. I'm out there at Sid Much Rock. I'm looking at the concert calendar. A few things coming up here. On the 7th, we got Keanna White of Yes You Are and Tilly and the Wall playing at Lemonade Park. On the 15th, Starhaven Rounders are at Lemonade Park. On the 22nd, Other Americans. On the 4th of June, Giant's Chair at Lemonade Park recently announced. And then Waxahachie is playing the 6th, 7th, and 8th, all sold out at Lemonade Park. Maybe on the 7th, you can visit Punch Brothers at Knuckleheads. Redder Moon and Monta at Odds have a secret show on the 12th of June, but I can't tell you anything more about that until I get a thumbs up from somebody else. New stuff on the website. I think there's photos and video of the show last weekend that featured Emmeline Twist, Knife Crime, and Dan Jones and the Squids. All right, one track left here for you. It's by Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. The song's called Balloon Man. It was on his Globe of Frogs album, which came out in 1988 on A&M Records. I owned this on cassette many years ago, probably in 1988, in fact, but was looking for it the other day, and I don't have it anymore, so I had to go out and buy a copy, and it's okay. I'm glad I did, because now I can listen to fantastic songs like Balloon Man over and over again. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.